We're coming, and we ain't backing down.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror.
Everybody just do your job. You understand that?
Hey, will you shut up?
I'm bitterly disappointed with the officiating today.
Guys being dudes.
And they run through our like through a tin horn, man.
Alex, you know that scene, I think it's in The Dark Knight or what have you, when the Joker like walks into that room and he does that like slow, like ha, ha, ha kind of laugh. That's like pretty much how I feel kicking things off right now, because about an hour ago, thereabouts, I read what it's just, I just couldn't have planned Brian Ferentz's next move any better than what we got.
Richard. I'm in San Francisco today. I took a nice flight in the morning from Southern California here in the Bay Area, walking the streets, having a peaceful late morning, and you send to our Slack message the report by Bruce Feldman, quote, source, Maryland is expected to hire Brian Ferentz as an analyst for the Terps. Yada yada, 41-year-old former Patriots assistant, decade at Iowa. You understand the deal. At first,
who is Brian Ferentz for the somehow uninitiated? Who is Brian Ferentz to you? Who is Brian Ferentz?
It's interesting.
I think is the
are there portion. People? And Bruce is just a good journalist doing journalism here, describing his entire career, and it wasn't inaccurate to say a former Patriots assistant. Then spent a decade at Iowa working as the Hawkeyes' offensive line coach and later offensive coordinator. Is there anyone out there who sees Brian Ferentz and thinks the Patriots guy? There's got to be somebody.
the Pats assistant.
I mean, there's got to be somebody out there who
him and up until December, him and Gerard Mayo and Josh McDaniels, the Pats assistants.
Anyway, so. What's it like when your team becomes the one that hires Brian Ferentz after the last, 3 years of Brian Ferentz at Iowa becoming, maybe the most infamous coordinator in the entire history of the sport? It's a funny thing, Richard, because at first you do kind of want to just scream into a pillow for a second because you're like, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen? If you're a Maryland football fan, you assume that is what will happen. And so I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I'm sitting here. I went to the University of Maryland. I am a fan. I do watch pretty much every Maryland game. I condescend about this program a lot on our program because I don't want to get hurt because I've been hurt. I think it's Maryland fans need to do some gallows humor in order to get through life when you care at all about the Maryland football program as one of your college football rooting allegiances. And for me, my thought is like, holy shit, man, it's going to be week 4 and someone's going to leak that Brian Ferentz has been taking an active role in play calling.